Family by Karen Kingsbury. Katie Hart couldn't find her way to daylight, couldn't draw herself from the strange, deep sleep that held her in its grip. She was holding Dane Matthews' hand, lost in the feel of his skin against hers. But something wasn't right. Dane felt more like a stranger than a friend, and even though the sun had set, the sand beneath them felt hot. Too hot. Dane was looking at her, losing himself in her eyes, making her forget how strange it was to be sitting on a private beach in Los Angeles next to one of Hollywood's biggest heartthrobs, and he was saying, "I never planned on being a star." The air grew colder, and snowflakes mixed in the wind, snowflakes big enough to hold in her hands, with designs and intricacies that took her breath away. Dane was saying it was time. They should get going, get back to the hotel. When they stood, the snow disappeared, and sand stretched out as far as they could see. Sand and a large clump of dense bushes, and suddenly there was a click, and another, four more, dozens at the same time, cameras. Everywhere she looked, there were cameras and lots of people, thousands of people, all of them whispering, "This is the price for fame, the price for fame, the price for fame." And Dane was leading her toward the bushes, closer, closer. In a rush of motion, a yellow-haired woman jumped from the clump of green and grabbed Katie from behind, holding her by the arms. Katie screamed, loud and shrill, but before Dane could do anything to help, the woman whipped out a knife. No, not a knife, a sword, a long, curved sword.